I woke up smiling on September 9th, 2004. My story on George W. Bush's guard service had run on 60 Minutes the night before, and I felt it had been a solid piece. We'd worked under tremendous pressure because of the short time frame and the explosive content, but we'd made our deadline, and most important, we'd made news. I was confident in my work and marveled once again at the teamwork and devotion of so many people at 60 Minutes. They really knew how to pull together to get a story on the air. I was also deeply proud of CBS News for having the guts to air a provocative story on a controversial part of the president's past. By the end of the day, all of that would change. By the end of the month, I would be barred from doing my job and under investigation. By the end of the year, my long career at CBS News would essentially be over after a long, excruciating, and very public beating. But on this day, all that was unimaginable. I was just anxious to get into the office and get the reaction to the story. I raced to the hotel room door and pulled the New York Times and USA Today off the floor, curled up on the sofa, and read the front page coverage of our story. Online, I checked the Washington Post and saw that there, too, this was front page material. It deserved to be, for a number of reasons. Dan Rather and I had aired the first ever interview with former Texas Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes on his role in helping Bush get into the Texas Air National Guard. Getting Barnes to say yes had taken 5 years, and I thought his interview was a home